Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chavtes, Avodah Zarah 29b, pagination is 58, starting from the top line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Elu Devarim Shal Ovdei Kochavim, these are the things from an idol worshipper, Asurin, they're forbidden for us, Vasuran Isser Hana'a. And the prohibition involved here is a prohibition of benefit, not just not to eat it, but not even to derive benefit from it. The first item on the list is hayayin, wine. We have a concept called yayin nesech, wine that might have been used for libations to be poured in deference or in dedication to an idol. And as Tosfos mentions, there's a related topic over here, asurim mishob benoseyem, to avoid intermarriage and close relationships between this idol worshipper and the Jew. And there's a distance here which is formed by this restriction. We are very familiar with the loophole in this law, which is if the wine got boiled before the non-Jew came in contact with it, then we're not concerned about this libation topic because they would not use boiled wine, and therefore this restriction is able to be sidestepped, which is why at a typical kosher event, even though wine may be kosher, we require that it also be mevushal, so that regardless of who comes in contact with it, who pours it, it should still remain kosher. Back to our Mishnah, hayayin is an item, wine, if it doesn't have this rectification, if you will, of being boiled, it's going to have this prohibition, which is even a benefit type of prohibition. You would not be able to be in commerce with such wine. V'hachometz and vinegar, shalov de kochavim, of the non-Jew, shahaya mitichiloso yayin, that was in his possession wine, and then it became vinegar. Had it been vinegar in his possession, period, so then it's not going to become yayin nesech, because it's not wine, it's totally spoiled. We would have to verify that it indeed was so spoiled that it couldn't be used, but if that were true, vinegar is not an issue of yayin nesech. It's because it once was wine in his possession, even though it became vinegar, nothing changed, it remains prohibited. The cheres hadar yeni, and a certain type of vessel that absorbed from the wine, and now if you put water in it, you can get that taste into the water. The oros levuvin, and the hides that have been cut by the heart. Rashi explains that the idol worshipper would cut the heart out, presumably as the animal was alive, as a means of service to the idol, and they would cut it at that spot where the heart is, straight through the hide. If you see such a hide, that's the hide of an animal that was used for idol worship, and it is forbidden. Let's skip down to the bottom of the page. And about 15 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, you'll see a two dots. V'hachometz shal ovdei kochavim shayo metechiloso yayin. The vinegar of the idol worshipper that was in his possession wine, just now it's vinegar. That's going to be prohibited. Asks the Gemara Pshita. That's obvious. Mishum de'ichmetz paka le'isurei. Do you really think that because it became vinegar, it suddenly lost its prohibition? It's prohibited. It was in his possession as wine. Now it went bad. It's not suddenly going to become permitted. And even from the statement of the Gemara, we learn a lot. What the Gemara considers obvious, I don't know if we would consider it obvious, but that's considered obvious once it becomes prohibited, because it might have been poured for idols, even though now it's not in that state. That's not a significant change. That's the same liquid. It just, at this point, you wouldn't be able to pour it for the idol. But if it once was poured, it remains prohibited. So what is the point of the Mishnah if this is an obvious concept? Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Ha'asa la'ashmi'inon, it's coming to tell us, Chomet shalonu be'arovi kochavim, if you entrust our vinegar, meaning it's vinegar at the time you entrust it to the non-Jew, ein tzarech chosam b'sol chosam, it doesn't need such tight security, it doesn't need a seal within the seal, meaning a double seal, it only needs one seal. Why? Imishum in suche, if you're worried about the libation topic, which is a very intense topic, and for that you need two seals. Lo menaschi, they're not going to pour it because it's vinegar. V'imishum ichlufe, and if you're worried they're going to use it and replace it, they're going to switch it on you with non-kosher vinegar. Kevan de'ika chosam, once we have one seal, lo tarachu mezayif, we're not worried that he's going to forge. And we are introduced over here to a concept that even beyond the laws of Yayin Nesach, certain valuable items have to be sealed in some way, not tamper-proof, not that it's impossible to replicate the seal, but that it makes it a significant inconvenience. The word is torach. He's not going to inconvenience himself to try to replicate your seal. It needs such a seal. And such a seal would have to be applied whenever we entrust an item in this category of items, significant value, it would have to be marked with a seal. And such, even wine that is mevushel, even wine that's been cooked and doesn't have a Yayin Nesach problem. Similarly, vinegar, as well as examples, meat, cheese, the different examples in this category, they're going to be requiring a seal, in some cases, two seals. And that was the debate regarding vinegar, that it only needs one seal, but it does need a seal. We have, for example, in commissaries where we leave everything out with a non-Jewish owner, so the mashgiach would seal these things or lock them up before closing at the end of the day. Let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ila'a. Rabbi Ila'a said, Shaninu, we learned, Yayin mevushal shalovei kochavim, shalyu mitichilaso yayin osur. If you have cooked wine of a non-Jew, but it used to be wine in the possession of the non-Jew, osur, that's going to be forbidden. It didn't lose its prohibition because it got boiled. Pshita, once again, that's obvious. Mishum de'ivsha poka le'yisura, do you think that because it's boiled, it loses its prohibition? Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi explained, Ha'osa la'ashmi'inan, what we're being taught here is that yayin mevushal shalonu biyat ovdei kochavim, if you have our cooked wine in the hands of the non-Jew, meaning it was cooked before the non-Jew came in contact with it, ein tzarech chosam b'so chosam, it's not going to require the double seal. Only one seal will be required because it's a valuable item. Imishem in suchei, as far as libations go, lo menaschi, they're not going to pour it because it's boiled. V'imishem echlufei, and if you're worried, it's going to be exchanged, which is the reason for simonim generally. Kevan de'ika chosam echad, once it has one seal, lo tarech mezayif, he's not going to inconvenience himself and create a replacement seal to make believe nothing happened. These halachos are discussed in Siman Kuf Yud Ches in Yoredeya, where the Mechaber writes, Yayin, wine, ubasar, and meat, vechatichas dog, and a piece of fish, she'ein bo simen, that doesn't have an identifying mark. You could cut it in a certain way that gives it a mark. There's a famous case in Baba Metzia where there's a picture of a triangle. Shehifkid, that you entrusted, o shalach b'yadov v'kochavim, or you sent it in the hands of the non-Jew, tzarech shnei chosamos, that's going to require two seals. Avol yayin mevushal, but if it's cooked wine, among the list is v'chein hachometz and vinegar, v'cholav, milk, gvina, cheese, kol she'isura midivrei sofrim, things that are of a lesser level of concern, she'efkidu b'yadovi kochavim, that you're entrusting to the non-Jew, mutu b'chosam echad, they're going to be permitted if one seal is in place. This topic of vinegar is not so well known, but just like wine has to be included and closed down in a commissary, so vinegar also has to be included in closed down, either to put a simen on it or to put it away. Now, although we associate vinegar with something that really went bad, the wine went bad and it became vinegar, but even vinegar was considered a valuable product. We even have a Gemara that someone's wine went bad, became vinegar, and in that particular case, the value of vinegar became so expensive that he didn't end up taking a loss. By the end of the story, the vinegar, that doesn't happen because vinegar is trash. Vinegar certainly has value. It's just that in comparison to the wine, it's gone bad. So it is included in the list of different things. We commonly express them as the proteins. Meat, fish, cheese, these items, wine, even if it's cooked, and vinegar, these items require a simon, a seal of some sort, if they're going to be entrusted so that they will remain usable for the kosher consumer. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.